coming to the arena in the playoffs. I mean, what did you think? The atmosphere was one of the great stories. I think it even surprised all of us who've lived here a while how big it got.
It was amazing, man. You know, a lot of old players like Alvin Williams always told me, you know, if you make it to the playoff, watch how the city be. You know, they told you that, and you don't really get a feel for it until you actually experience it and, you know, go out there and be in the games where you couldn't hear yourself talk to the person right in front of you. It was definitely amazing just to see that type of response we was getting from our home fans.
Yeah, it's one where you play in a college program where the fans just, there's new students all the time and they keep coming out when the school does well, but it kind of has peaks and valleys in the pro game if you're doing well or if you're not.
Yeah, you know, and it's crazy because they stuck with us, man. Our fans definitely, that's one group of fans that stuck with us, and, you know, I'm not just saying it to be saying it. They really stuck with us through the tough times, and, you know, to see it pay off in that type of way and that type of response, you know, definitely amazing.
Best part for you guys is they kept you guys very much together. So Kyle's back. They didn't make any big moves in the offseason. I think that's a statement to you guys that they believe in you. But you guys wanted it that way, too, and said, we started to build on something. Let's not mess with it too much, and let's see what we can do all together.
Exactly, because the chemistry we had last year was definitely amazing. And, you know, just to have that back and bring that back, you know, speaks volume because, you know, you couldn't fake the chemistry that we had last year, and it was amazing.
At the start of the season, too, you got goals set. Last year, you got to admit, you'd read the papers or watch TV, and you'd go, what are we? Are we blowing this up? Or is Rudy going to stay? Is Kyle going to stay? Is the coach in trouble? You don't have any of that this year.
Nah, and now we can just focus on our goals at hand, and that's the go out there and win every single game and let the chips fall as they may. But, you know, last year with the adversity that we had, with the not knowing, really pushed us over the edge. And, you know, we got to carry that same chip on our shoulder, just go around, but in a more comfortable way and, you know, knowing we have the same core from last year.
Best compliment I heard about you in the playoffs is you're playing like a vet. That has to mean something. It's your first playoff run, but you look, I grew up loving those Piston teams with Isaiah Thomas and Joe Dumars. I saw some of that in what you and Kyle were doing, the way Isaiah and Joe would play.
Yeah, you know, and that's just us. Me and Kyle understood we had to be the leaders and, you know, lead by example. And, you know, we put all that pressure on us, and it was a great feeling. You know, me and Kyle talked about it a lot and understanding what we had to do to help us with the best chance of winning every time we step out there on the court.
How much more open does the East feel to you when you look at what LeBron going to Cleveland, Miami not being the same, Indiana not even? You guys are the only team that's the same. Does it feel Miami just, they were there and they were the two-time defending champs going into last year, and it was going to take a miracle for teams in the East to beat them?
Right. Yeah, you know, honestly, it's wide open. It's wide open. You know, you just can't go out there and just pick one certain team. You know, anything can happen. You know, you've seen it last year. You know, and for us to have the same team from last year definitely says a lot. So I definitely think the East is wide open, man. Anything can happen. You know, anything can happen. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it.
Is there you're a great example of a guy there, 1 year come out. There's still a lot of talk that they'll change the rule. You're an example of a guy it's really worked well for. I don't know how many thoughts there were to coming back for a sophomore year. You were great at USC your freshman year. Do you have a thought on it? It worked for you. It may not be as successful for other guys who try and come out after 1 year and then they go late in the first or early in the second?
Yeah, it's all about timing. You know, it's all about timing. You know, everything's situational. You know, at the same time, timing, everything got to be right because, you know, who knows? I could have landed with another team and, you know, anything could happen. You know, anything could happen. So it could work. You know, it's just a risk that you have to take if you're comfortable in your game and comfortable feeling like you can make it through whatever, any type of situation you get put on, go for it. But if you're not, you know, it's best to, you know, better yourself, get a better education in college, and see what your chances are the next year.
Everyone's really proud of what you've accomplished so far. Congratulations, and thanks for doing this.
Thank you. No problem.